All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Hour number four, great to have you with us. Rivalry week comes to a conclusion, and it's what we've all been waiting for, a central figure in this rivalry. The interrogation rivalry style of Wojo. Are you prepared, sir?
Can you turn the light down? I can't even see.
Are you prepared? You don't need to see to answer questions.
All right, God.
Michael, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Oh, boy.
Please state your full name for the record.
Robert Joseph Winowski.
What year and what state were you born?
1961, Buffalo, New York.
First year you watched the rivalry game.
Probably 19...
Not probably, exactly.
Well, the real rivalry game, Michigan-Ohio State, was 1967. Michigan-Michigan State, probably not until about 1979.
Last time you watched the game while inebriated?
Never. Never! I've covered them. Never! I don't get inebriated during the games.
What about as a student?
As a student?
Okay. Yes, actually, yes. Twice.
Have you ever taken a bribe from anyone in the athletic department of the University of Michigan?
Define bribe.
Money.
No.
Favors.
No.
Access for integrity.
Yes.
Best.
Wait, no!
What is the best single position group on the field tomorrow?
Well, Michigan defense, or is that too broad?
Too broad. Specific. Best single position group.
Michigan secondary.
What is the worst single position group on the field tomorrow?
Michigan State's offensive line.
Who's the better coach?
No comment.
Must answer question.
Come
Who's
on,
the better
Wojo.
Coach? Right here, right now. Mark D'Antonio or
right
Jim
here,
Harbaugh?
Right now, it's Mark D'Antonio.
Who's the better mascot?
It's 1-0.
Thank
There's
you.
Only Sparty.
I needed a built-in win somewhere there. Is rain ever a legitimate excuse?
Yes.
Best win in this series?
For who?
Open to interpretation.
Whoa! Best win in this series, I would say, certainly the most fun was the trouble with the snap for Michigan State. From improbable to a victory, yes.
What's the worst loss you've ever witnessed in this series?
I think for Michigan people, it would be that same game, yes.
What about Spartan Bob? Look at Larry Stevens!
At least Spartan Bob, Michigan had another chance to stop them, no matter what you thought of the clock.
Are you secretly in love with Angelique Chingalis?
I cannot comment on that. She's a married woman.
No, seriously, are you?
No! I mean, yes! What am I supposed to say? No!
What stat non-turnover is the most important in tomorrow's game?
Non-turnover third down completion percentage.
Why does Jim Harbaugh wear a headset with a cord?
Because he wants to be connected to one of his 9 offensive coordinators in the box.
Have you ever fantasized about Jim Harbaugh's cord?
No, I have not.
How mad do you get when Michigan State wins?
Not mad at all.
Don't lie to me.
Not mad at all. Unless the only time I ever get mad at is if I picked somebody to lose or win a game and the opposite thing happens.
Who's the better player, Chase Winovich or Rashawn Gary?
Right now, Chase Winovich. Yeah, right now.
Who's the better player, Joe Bocci or Kenny Willekes?
I like Kenny Willekes.
Interesting.
Joe Bocci got burned a couple times by Penn State.
Does Rashawn Gary play tomorrow?
I say yes.
Does Tariq Black play tomorrow?
I say no.
Ever get an erection while watching Michigan?
No.
Does the MGO Blue Club support you?
Probably. I hope. No. No. I mean, I did go to school there, yeah. So, yeah.
Will MSU run a trick play tomorrow?
Of course.
Will it work?
Of course.
Will you drop an F-bomb in the press box due to it working?
No.
Ever high-fived Angelique in the press box?
No.
Ever engaged in any heavy petting?
No. Unbelievable.
Don't lie to me.
Unbelievable.
How badly do you want Michigan to win tomorrow?
Not badly at all.
Liar!
It makes my life easier if a team isn't going for the playoffs.
Will Michigan have any success running?
A little bit, yeah.
Over under 125 yards.
Ooh, that's a toughie. I'm going to say over.
Most overrated Michigan player?
Currently?
Yes.
You want me to say Rashawn Gary, don't you?
I don't care what you do. Answer it truthfully. What's in your heart? Most overrated Michigan player?
Chris Evans. See, that was mean.
That doesn't even count. The dude barely plays.
Oh, he was the 1 and 1A at running back this year going in, right? That was the idea.
Most underrated Michigan player?
Underrated? I don't know if he can be underrated, but I still is Caron Hignan. I don't think he gets the due he deserves.
Will Shea Patterson crack under the pressure?
No.
Is Shea Patterson taller than 5'10"?
Yes, barely.
Will Lewerke turn it over? Over, under, 1.5?
Over.
Ooh, he didn't hesitate there.
Over.
Okay. Why do you hate Michigan State University?
I do not hate Michigan State University.
Did something bad happen to you in East Lansing?
Absolutely not. When I went to school there, Michigan usually won by 4 touchdowns.
Who's the biggest fanboy who covers Michigan and sits in the press box with you?
I don't know the names of a lot of the people, the bloggers. I
don't. Who is the biggest fanboy who covers Michigan besides you? Answer the question, sir.
Mitch Albom.
No, I didn't. I didn't say someone who makes up things.
No, no. I was just thinking of somebody I could hang out to dry that it wouldn't come back to haunt me.
You are the worst. Okay, are you ready?
Yep.
Do you dislike sweating. Do you dislike Doug Karsh because he's a Spartan?
No! Oh my god, I am sweating. That light is hot as hell.
Do you feel you can truly trust Doug Karsh because he's a Spartan, or do you view him as an operative for the enemy?
I'm hallucinating. No, he's not an operative. No, I trust him.
One factor nobody has mentioned this week about this game that'll be unbelievably important.
Unsportsmanlike conduct penalties for either side. That's a great answer, Michael.
Have you ever said little brother in a derogatory manner?
To a little brother? To a Spartan? No. No. To my little brother, yeah. No! First of all, that wasn't even in the lexicon when I went to school. It really wasn't. Yeah. What? Stay down behind the podium. You're scaring me. Jeez. Is he looking at me now? And he took my water away. I knew I had water here.
Why does the Detroit media protect U of M so fiercely?
Oh, the famous blue wall? One of the great fallacies of all time. Does not exist. Does not exist.
Sweating.
Uh-huh.
Why does Paul Bunyan Trophy have rosy cheeks?
Which ones? Oh, well, those. I never really noticed. You don't see it very often in Ann Arbor.
Why does the Paul Bunyan Trophy stand in such a boastful manner where it looks like he just slept with your girlfriend?
And he does have an axe, too, doesn't he?
Two of them, in fact.
An axe to grind, yeah. I don't know. It's a creepy trophy. Always has been.
Will either team break 30?
Points? No.
Will either team break 24?
Points? No.
Will either team break 20?
Points? No.
Jesus, what is this, 3-2?
20-10! That's not breaking 20!
Last time you actually criticized U of M football?
This past offseason? Repeat? Oh, after the Notre Dame game! Harshly! Harshly! I'll dig that column up, you little bastard! Harshly!
There's no reason to project anger upon me.
That's not a question.
Who is this game's MVP tomorrow?
Shea Patterson. I might as well go all in, right? I might as well go all in on that one.
I also would like to add, it's incredibly creepy seeing your shadow on the glass where David's head is supposed to
be. Oh my god, it is! Holy smokes! Look, my god. If I go like this, Hatchet becomes a white guy. Like a really white guy.
This is a scene out of Poltergeist. I don't like this.
I don't either.
Who is the game's GOAT tomorrow? And I don't mean that as greatest of all time.
I'll go with Mike Hunt.
That's not a real person. His name's Tyler Hunt.
Tyler
He's a
Hunt.
Punter.
He will not be able to punt the ball out of bounds inside the 15, which will cost him. The Spartans. What's his name again?
I'm not giving you the dignity of saying it. Finally.
I know what it should be. Oh, yes. What?
Who wins? What score? Take us through it.
I believe Michigan State will jump out to a 7-0 lead. Michigan is never ready at the start of that game, and Michigan State always is. It will then become a grind-it-out affair. By halftime, the score will be Michigan 10, Michigan State 7, as Caron Higdon will run it in from 6 yards out with a minute 32 to go in the third quarter. In the second quarter. In the third quarter, Michigan State, the little redheaded kid, will kick a 42-yard field goal to tie the game at 10. We'll head to the fourth quarter 10-10. Quinn Nordine will break the tie with a 37-yard field goal to make it 13-10. And the clinching score will come on a read option 14-yard run by Shea Patterson with 4 minutes and 18 seconds remaining. Final score, Michigan 20, Michigan State 10.
Well, Joe, you might want to wipe your upper lip.
A little sweaty?
Yeah, a little bit.
Do you have any final statement that you would like to read to the audience of Metro Detroit or to the people in this room that have witnessed this interrogation?
I would just like to set the record straight and say I love rivalries. I love this. I love the Michigan-Ohio State rivalry. I love the back and forth. I love the give and take. People that take it too seriously, like my little picks column and stuff like that, that's their problem, not Woji's problem. There. I've said my piece.
This interrogation is over.
Can I have my water?
We find out from the people if they are satisfied with the answers that have been given.
Wow.
97-1.
Oh, my God.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.